Some folks saw posts on social media. Several received messages from elected officials. Others heard via word of mouth. Regardless, by the time May 1st arrived, a line of cars curved two blocks down the road from the Cary Senior Center as drivers picked up 10 free face masks from the comfort of their cars.
This is from Chinese American Friendship Association.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you take care and stay safe. Thank you for coming.
The giveaway was just one example of philanthropy from Chinese Americans in the Triangle over the past few months. So far, the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina, or CAFA, has donated more than $102,000 worth of personal protective equipment, or PPE, to hospitals, businesses, and individuals. Additionally, area Chinese restaurants have donated more than $14,000 in meals to those in need. Yaliu is Cary's first Asian American town council member and one of CAFA's lead organizers. She said it's been a community-wide effort.
It's very just heartwarming to see so many people wanted to help. I'm so happy to be part of this effort.
Long before the Triangle saw its first case, many Chinese Americans who live in the area were already hyper aware of the coronavirus. Talking with family and friends overseas, community members started taking precautionary measures as early as January when they called off Chinese New Year celebrations. Around that time, CAFA members also began ordering bulk shipments of face masks and other PPE in case of a future outbreak. The shipments came from Chinese companies and individuals, said board chair Zhenping Yang.
In the U.S., we are extremely short of, and we are in a unique position because we can get this mask from people like friends in China, so we can get them and distribute them here.
Liu, who's a first-generation Chinese immigrant, said she's immensely proud of the efforts. She said they're especially important right now, as Asian Americans across the country endure increasing racial discrimination. In just 1 month, Stop AAPI Hate, an online reporting center, processed about 1,500 claims of coronavirus discrimination. Most reports cited verbal harassment, though other respondents reported physical assaults, workplace discrimination, and being coughed or spat on. A nonprofit called North Carolina Asian Americans Together also recently launched its own statewide reporting site. Amid all of this, Liu said there's more at stake for Chinese Americans during the pandemic.
I mean, we do have something to prove, and I would like to prove people wrong, those people who, you know, who have said negative, nasty things against Chinese Americans, who have attacked innocent people simply because of their race.
CAFA isn't alone in its efforts. Chinese American organizations in New York and California have also supplied large quantities of PPE to frontline workers. Robin Gao is a senior at East Chapel Hill High School. She and her mother have been sewing face masks for essential workers. Gao says she cares deeply about Chapel Hill, the only hometown she's ever known, and she wants to be on the right side of history. However, she added that the motivations of her parents, who are first-generation Chinese immigrants, differ in some ways.
This is kind of like the only life I know. But for them, especially, they really want to really show that the Chinese community is equally involved in helping this country be a better place as anybody else.
You don't have to have one for dogs, do you? Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Stay
care. At the end of the day, Liu said she's glad that Chinese Americans have been able to help their fellow North Carolinians protect themselves. As the pandemic continues, she said their support isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, we will not stop until this is over.
In Cary, I'm Jared Weber.